Our next speaker is Rafael. He's going to introduce himself and his topic right now. So a big round of applause.
Thank you all for coming. My name is Rafael Gomez. I work at Octobus. We're a small consulting company specialized on Mercurial. I'm going to talk about how we use Python and Rust together in this big old project. When I say old, it's like an old code base. And what were the pain points and how we fixed some of them. So as a recap for people who don't know what Mercurial is, there are a few of them. It's a version control system, same generation as Git. It actually was made in the same month of April 2005 by a kernel developer. It's written mostly in Python. It has a decent chunk of C extensions for mainly for speed. It handles huge repositories for companies like Facebook and Mozilla, for example, with millions of files and revisions. And it has a very interesting and powerful extension system, which I have very little time to talk about, so maybe I'll have like a few snippets. It's very cool. Check it out on your own. But we're here to talk about Rust and why we chose Rust for Mercurial, because we just said that we have like 40,000 lines of C code in Mercurial, so why switch to Rust? Why move? So most of you know what Rust is and why it's pretty good, so I'll keep this short. Basically, it has a better signal-to-noise ratio for us. You have fewer lines that are completely orthogonal to what you're trying to do, and you get in focus on actually making the algorithm that you need to fix the issue. The compile time guarantees are interesting for VCS. Cargo and the formatting and the testing framework, all very nice. And the save by default aspect is very reassuring. But I think that's no news for any of you. So I'm going to skip right into the perf-